Interesting,
yeah,
right?
I mean, it's making sense. It's making sense. And I've always been following Bill Gates when it comes to his whole philanthropy, whatever you call that, helping people in need or whatever. And I'm always noticing that he's always pushing vaccination. That's the one thing that I'm always hearing from his corner. It's always about, oh, I want to make sure everybody can fight the illness and diseases and make sure it's efficient, this and that. But then I'm always wondering, what is really your agenda on, what is your purpose? And then I realize when you keep looking deep into his connection to all the others that have come before him, they're no different from the eugenics. And the whole eugenics, movement as far as trying to create this superior race that they've been trying to create for the longest time. And in doing so, others will be eliminated in the process and forced casualties. So,
well, dude, and
I wouldn't put it past him.
Dude, he is the vaccination queen, man. Like, do you know that this motherfucker never even went to college?
Wow.
The reason why the dude became wealthy is not because he sat in his garage and invented Microsoft. His mom was one of the heads of IBM, and his dad used to run Planned Parenthood.
So there it is. That's a eugenic connection right there.
That is.
Wow.
Yeah. And his dad, I believe, if I read correctly, was friends with the fuck was her first name? I want to say it was like Barbara Sanger or Margaret Sanger.
Oh, yeah, Margaret Sanger. I remember that.
And she was the one that I believe invented Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
Right. So there's your eugenics like connection right there. And look,
that's true, man.
The reason why he presses vaccines as much as he does, and look, everybody that's listening to this podcast, always remember to follow the money.
That's right.
So this dude has his hand in damn near every pharmaceutical company that there is known to man, especially the ones that create vaccines and stuff for diseases. But he also happens to be funding companies that make bioweapons and diseases. So he's got his hand in both the pots. So wouldn't it be coincidental that let's go ahead and release a virus, the coronavirus, and who gets rich off of that? Bill Gates does. Because everybody that's creating all these vaccines and shit, and they start selling them, he's making money because he's got stock in all of them, dude. Like, it's the money circle, man. That's
how
the
rich can one man be, man. How rich can one person be, man?
Hey, right, man. It's just like Bezos, man. Like, who the fuck needs $151 billion? Like, how the fuck are you going to spend that in one lifetime? What do you do with that kind of money? Like, brother, if you went out, if I had $1 billion, okay, just think about it. Just $1 billion. Like, what do you do with that? Okay, you buy yourself, like, five nice cars. You buy, like, five fucking houses in your five favorite places on the planet. You give a bunch of donations out. Then what? Like, you travel a lot? Okay, traveling doesn't cost that much. Like, dude, you know how long it would take you to spend $1 billion?
A long time, dude.
A long time.
Yeah.
So, times that by 150. Like, who the fuck needs that, dude?
I know. And you know what, Drew? Let me say this. I'm glad you brought that up because I formerly worked with Amazon as a driver. And some of exactly. Yeah, so when I drove for them, the conditions, I'm glad because I went into it trying to do a study for myself and see if I can be in the little logistic industry, taking one packaged from one end to another and the efficiency and all that. But I realize how much individual has to go through just to deliver a packet. The stuff we had to go through, the stuff I remember. And like you said, this man, this individual makes or has over $100-something billion. And the conditions in which the drivers have to go through are appalling. Let me just give you this. We have to pee in a cup. Yeah. They say yep. Or if you have a cup or whatever you have, you don't have the luxury to go and stop and go pee somewhere because you have to deliver these packages within a time frame. And if those packages aren't delivered in a time frame, you will get dinged for it, or you will get some kind of they'll
right.
try to punish you. Yeah, right. Yeah, like literally, they'll be on you to the point where even if you come back, deliver everything, but you didn't do it within their time frame, they still dock you. So
yeah.
For a person to make that kind of money and for his employees to have to go through that, it goes back to your question. What are you going to do with that money? And if you got all this money, your people you have working for you are still suffering. What are you doing with that money? You know?
Right. And it's like, dude, the only logical thing that you can do with that after you've already had everything that you could possibly want,
mm-hmm.
then start doing evil shit.
Yep.
Like that's where corruption comes in. Is like when you have so much money that you don't know what to do with it all, you start using it to like do different things that people haven't thought about, and a lot of bad shit comes out of that, namely viruses, corruption, swinging votes. Like, dude, there's so much shit that like you can only do so much good with money, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you donate it. Like, okay, let's say you donate it to, like, dude, look, I was watching a George Carlin bit the other night. And God rest his soul, man. The dude was like brilliant. And he was talking about people that were fighting hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you notice how the news would like focus on talking about how all these people are hungry and they need people to help out. He's like, well, why doesn't the fucking cameraman just give the dude a fucking sandwich? You know what I mean? But no,
yeah.
Instead they're a bunch of greedy fucks, dude, and they keep the money for themselves and shit like that, dude, and they use it for whacked out shit, and it's unfortunate. Like, look, I'm not rich by any means. I'm not poor by any means. I make enough money to where I'm happy. Like, yeah. I don't need to, I'm not materialistic. Like, I don't drive around in a fucking Ferrari. I don't have a huge house. I have necessities.
Yeah.
Like, I have plenty of food on my table. I have food in my refrigerator and in my freezer. I go to the supermarket only when it's necessary. And I'm talking like pre-coronavirus. I'm not talking about right now in this day and age. I'm talking about like for the last 20, 30 years of my life. I only do things when they're absolutely necessary. I don't spend money unwisely, but I pay my taxes, I pay my bills, I do what everybody should be doing and stuff like that, you know, by law.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you get to, like, a certain, like, point of where you're making so much money, like, I don't understand what people do with it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I've never been that guy, man. And then when you do, I mean, like, look, I can understand, like, a lawyer makes $150,000 a year. What are you going to spend $150,000 on? Okay, he's got a nice car. He's got a nice house. He's got 20 designer suits. And he's got a family and shit. Okay. Like, you know, that can come out to $150,000 a year, man. I could see that happening. You know what I mean? But, like, now that you've got, you know, all of that, what do you do with $150,000 the next year? Like, you don't need another 20 designer suits. You don't need another fancy car. You don't need another house. What do you do with it? You know what I mean? Now you're talking about 150K. Now let's talk about 150 billion. What the fuck do you do with that, dude? Like, I still don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, even Elon Musk, like, the dude's got so much. He's got, like, a ton of money also, man. I think he's, like, one of the top 10 richest people on the planet and shit like that, dude. Like,
yeah,
he's
I actually read his book. Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah.
Right. Like, okay, so he owns Tesla. He owns SpaceX. He's doing all of these Starlink satellites and stuff like that up in space. But he also, like, he's a weird one because, like, I don't know how to grasp onto his thought process. Like, there's sometimes when I hear him say things and I agree with them and I'm like, you're spot on. And then he'll turn around and say something that's completely off track. And I'm like, dude, where the fuck are you, bro? You know what I mean? And I question people that have that kind of money, and I hear them say certain shit like he does, where I'm like, that's far off, man. And like, the fact that you have money and you're thinking that way scares the fucking living shit out of me.
Oh yeah, imagine what they're doing, what they're up to.
And what's fucked up is that everybody that's got money is the ones that are fucked up. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Bezos, the Gates. Dude, they're all loaded with money, and they're all so fucked up, dude, and they're all just trying to control the planet.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I'm very much a firm believer. Like, let's look at, like, numbers really quick. So we have roughly around 350 million people in the United States. And we have roughly, I don't know, let's say there's 50 states plus Washington. So let's say between 100 and 200,000 employees that are in some sort of power role. That, and I'm not talking about our police or our military. I'm talking about, like, Congress and staffers and the president and the vice president and your Department of Defense and the DOJ and people in the Pentagon and all that, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say you add the military and you add all the police, dude, in the United States. Let's say there was 10, and this is way a high number and shit, but let's just say that there was 10 million people that were government officials. How are they supposed to control 350 million people if all of us at one time were like, you know what, we're done with government, man. Fuck you guys. We don't need that shit anymore. Let us learn to be self-efficient and like get our shit together. Let us learn how to farm. Let us learn how to barter and trade. Let us learn how to build our own houses and raise our own families and not have to get diseases fucking shot into our arms called vaccines and not have to take pharmaceuticals and, you know, so on and so forth. How would they stop that? I don't believe that they would be able to. Would there be casualties? 100%.
Yeah.
100% there would be casualties because it would be a full-blown war. And with the technology that we have right now, there would be a lot of crazy shit that would go down. But if every person woke up on this planet that is sheepish right now, and all of us at one time collectively were like, you know what, we're done. Like, get the evil off of our planet. And let's go to, like, living like human beings are supposed to.
Yeah.
It would be fucking amazing. Like, it's almost unfathomable. Like, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like. There isn't even a movie that can project to me how awesome and amazing and crazy.
A life without war.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, like, look, like, we understand that there would still be disease. We understand that there would still be death. because, you know, old age or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, a lot of the fucking diseases that there are today are because of man-made products that have caused that.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of all of that bullshit, dude, like, your cancer rates would decrease dramatically. AIDS would decrease dramatically. You know, fucking whatever, dude. PTSD, retardation, autism. I mean, the list goes on. It would fucking go down dramatically.
Yeah. And you're right. But one thing I do know about the Western world in general, and particularly America, is that the goal is money. The goal, the God they worship, the God that they find to be this almighty, is the dollar, right? So in getting people sick or getting people or having chaos or destruction is bringing in more of that money. So the reality of that happening within our time, I don't know. I would love to see it happen, like you said. But the way that money is going, the way people value money, like we talked about, what can you do with $150 billion? Do you really have to have that much money? Is it all that money necessary? And I know that the greed and the hunger for money, the way the Western world has been projecting capitalism and all the other isms, particularly capitalism, is everybody's drunk off of it. Everybody, that's their way of life. And those who aren't, they can't survive in this community or this society or this way of life. They have to move away. They have to get out of this system because you will end up being on the street. You know, you will end up being a person who's everybody's passing by, not trying to help, or if those who do have it would help them, but you will see how tragic life will be if the majority of the people switch and say, you know what, like you said, I don't want to live this way anymore, you know, and can they exist in a world like this? I think they will have to create their whole new world, a whole new utopia, if you will. They'll have to, so the people who wake up, they will have to leave this system. They will have to leave this whole paradigm, this whole, you know, illusionary world, you know, to create a better world, you know, a world that there aren't no chaos, there aren't no wars, there aren't no destructions, there aren't no diseases that are caused by man, you know what I mean? And can that be achievable or attainable? And I think, I feel strongly, like you said, if majority of people, let's just say even half of that amount, would say, you know what, yeah, man, we're tired of this. This is ridiculous. It can't just be you. Drew, it can't just be me. It just can't be a couple other folks who feel this way, or 1% of that feel this way, and we don't have that kind of numbers, so it's difficult to make that ultimate change, right? But the totality of all those people saying, you know what, enough is enough, that, like you said, there's no way we will lose. There's no way.
No,
it would topple over anything they got.
Yeah, no, look. At the end of the day, let's look at it this way. If you take $150 billion away from Jeff Bezos, he's just another fuck like the rest of us.
Sure.
If you take away Bill Gates' money, he's just another dude like the rest of us also. You know what I'm saying? Like, money is really like, hey, dude, that's the mark of the beast, man. Like, what people should be able to do is, we shouldn't have a global economy. Every individual should be able to make their own economy.
Yeah.
And if you learn how to, do a trade, that's how you can make your own economy.
Man, you're right about that. Entrepreneurship, man. That's the number one. That's the number one.
Look, and you know, it's going to sound medieval and shit like that, dude, but like, dude, learn how to fucking farm. Learn how
to... No, it's real. It's real. Right. That's real.
blacksmiths, fucking, I mean, look, I mean, understand that, like, technology plays a big factor in it, too, because technology fucks a lot of shit up also. Like, there's a reason people are obese. There's a reason why people have the attention span of goldfish. It's because they fucking have their face jammed in a computer and in a TV all day long. Like, take all that away and get people to go back outside and, like, communicate with each other, like, person to person instead of on fucking FaceTime. Take away economy and make people, force people to learn how to make their own economy. What you're going to end up seeing is, like, population control, that would be like it. Because the dumb people and the people that are like lazy and complacent, they're not going to survive. It's unfortunate, but they won't survive. What's going to be left are the strong, the strong-minded, the smart, the people that like actually go out and do the shit that they need to in order to survive. That's who's going to survive. So instead of jamming people with disease and, you know, stress from working fucking for other people, and like just you were talking about Amazon, like I'm glad that you talked about that shit because that was a huge thing. When Amazon first came around, they were talking about how they were underpaid and the fucking conditions were grotesque. They would have to park in the corner of buildings. And, like, they wouldn't get bathroom breaks. They wouldn't get lunch breaks. They wouldn't get shit. They were just so busy about fucking, you have to pump these fucking packages out. You have to pump these packages out. If they don't get there at the right time, that, you know what I'm saying? And that's all carrier services. Like, I worked for a carrier service at 1.2, and I remember I was a driver. And, like, I used to have to prep all my fucking boxes. They come down the conveyor belt. You'd have to pick the ones. You'd have to literally watch them as they go by, the zip codes. Pull the zip code that you're going to off the fucking belt. Pack up the van. Take the van out. Make sure that these are, like, right. You know what I'm saying? People don't realize how much work it is. Like, you know, so when a package comes late, man, I don't get pissed off at the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how hard they work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's a reason why postal people are called going postal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like, but we don't need all that. Like, people should be able to, if everything was back to the way that it, you know, like, technology is really a huge problem because we use it the wrong way. But if we use technology the correct way to actually do good, and everybody, like, going to school, when people go to school and they pay $100,000 for 4 years of school to learn nothing,
I know,
and then they're in debt the rest of their life, that's sad.
Yeah, that's wrong.
What people need to do is they need to learn a trade. That's what they need to do. If people learned it, the only people that should ever be going to school is if you're going to become a fucking biologist or a chemist or a doctor or somebody that's in the medical profession. Those people should go to school because they need to learn how to take care of human beings. Okay, I understand that. Everybody else, if you're going to school to be an arts major, no, dude. Like, just learn how to fucking paint on your own and sell your product.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go to school to learn how to build cars, no, dude. Learn how to build cars by yourself with your dad. Like, go get a car. Take the shit apart. Put it back together. You just taught yourself. Like, everybody needs to learn a trade. That's what people need to do. But they don't. They'd rather go to school and have somebody fucking blow smoke up their ass for 4 years, dude, and then they get out of college and they can't even get jobs in the industry that they just worked so hard for 4 years to get into.
Yeah.
It happens more times than not, and I feel bad for people. So, man, dude, we can go on like this forever about everything, dude, because the world is
You're right, man. You're right. And you know what? When it comes to what you just said, I know I'm going to teach my boys this at a very early age, knowing that I was never taught this, which is the entrepreneurship aspect of learning, you know, this, because knowledge in my mind is ever, is continual, you know, it's always going, it's never ending, you know, so, and especially knowledge of besides self, because it's one you have to have, but there's knowledge of know-how, just knowing how to do things. If you want to live in a nice, beautiful house, learn to build your own house. If you want to drive in a nice, beautiful car, learn to build your own car. If you want to drive in a plane, learn to do that. Learn the dynamics and learn the ins and outs of all that. And I think that when it comes to school, if we who are the true legal guardian of our own children, outside of the false matrix system, the government saying that they have the legal rights over your child if you do A, B, and C, we should be implementing ways of how our children can learn those early steps of being an entrepreneur, knowing how to set up a whole industry where you can provide services for people based on your talent and your abilities, instead of having to go put in a damn 4x4 walls setting and be forced to learn things that don't have nothing to do with their everyday living, at least in a sense of surviving or thriving, you know. So that entrepreneurship aspect is something, if they're going to continue school, they need to implement that a lot earlier than later. Like you said, trade. Everyone, I don't care who you are. Shit, even a doctor or lawyer, they need to have a trade outside of that shit, because anything can happen. What if nobody ever gets sick? How, you know, what's that going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What if everybody's just healthy? What are you going to get a doctor for? You might just need a, they call him the bush doctor, the herbalist. You know?
No, you got... mean like, like, look, man, no, I think that if you're in the medical field, like, there will always be work in that. Even if let's take an example, like, let's say you and I, we went out and there was a town for sale, which, by the way, there has been in the past. And there was one, I think, that I was reading about in, like, Georgia or Alabama or something, where it was literally a town that was already built, but it had been basically just turned into a ghost town. And they put it up for auction. So let's say you and I would buy a town. And people in this town, we need to build our own economy. So what we're going to do is we're going to have, one building is going to be for the mail. One building is going to be, you know, a pharmacy or a doctor or like a hospital. There's going to be houses, so on. But like, let's say that we didn't deal with anybody in the outside world. So you had to learn how to farm. You had to learn how to, you know, get the cars fucking fixed. You needed, like, if you started doing that around the United States or anywhere, it doesn't have to be the United States, anywhere, I think what would end up happening is you would start basically a trend that would push its way outward, where people would realize, like, hey, I don't need fucking paper with George Washington's face on it, dude, to be worth something.
Yeah.
Like, worth what I do. So, like, if I fix your car, then, you know what? Make sure that fucking cow over there that you've been fucking growing for the last fucking 2 years, like, make sure that I get that cow. And that way I'll be able to feed family for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, dude,
yeah,
we
yeah.
wouldn't...
No, I got you, yeah.
Dude, and it's probably a lot harder than what we're making it, and I agree. But then again, it goes back to having to work to make shit better instead of being complacent and lazy and fucking fat and stupid and shit. You know what I mean? And people are, they'd rather be that. And it's so sad, dude.
Yeah.
It's really sad, man, that people are not woke and they just like let people run their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And going back to that same old structure that's allowing that, or they are allowing that to control them, which is going back to religion again. You know, I think a large number of the population who are caught up in watching the news 24/7 and buying into this whole thing are heavily religious people. I would tell you that, heavily, because they also will say that, you know, oh, it's the end of time, and they will buy into that whole thing, and they believe that they shouldn't have to do nothing, and everything is going to be, you know, like, no, you know, stop going to that church that you think you're supposed to go to. Stop going to the synagogue that you think you're supposed to go to. You need to go within the synagogue in your own self. You need to go to that church within your own self. You are the church. You are the synagogue. You're the temple. You know, you don't need to go to any physical space for you to be in existence. You know, that's what needs to be told to these people. You know, because I'm telling you, the majority of them will wake up if their preachers are saying that to them. But no, they're not. They want to control them. So they're part of the same system of this whole control.
Right. They're still sheep because they still have somebody hurting them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, when I hear people talk about, they'll be like, oh, well, the Bible says this. And it's like, okay. The Bible is a book, and it was wrote by a human being.
Yeah.
And same with the Torah, same with the Quran, same with every other piece of literature that's on this planet was all written by a human being that had thoughts. And they put these thoughts on paper and made a story out of it. And then you have a guy 2,000, 3,000 years later that's sitting inside of a church preaching this to you. And, like, you're a sheep. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need a book to tell you that there's a higher power or a God. You don't need it. All you have to do is look inside your inner soul, and you'll realize that, like, you're part of it.
Yeah.
It's already there. You don't need Preacher Bob, dude, telling you, like, hey, man, like, you know, and then the burning bush said, like, man, fuck, the burning bush? Like, dude, it was probably a fucking bolt of lightning that hit a bush on the top of a hill, man. Like, get it together, bro. Big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and when it comes to people wanting to be controlled or told to do things that they know deep down, they may want to do something else, but they're so conditioned to do it this way, that's when you know that you are like a child, you know, because only a child wants to be told what to do, right? And even them, at the time, a child don't want to be told, and they will rebel. You know, but they're at a stage where they're a child and they want to be told, they want to be controlled, and they don't want to hold any responsibility for themselves. They want to answer to someone else because it makes it less, it's not as difficult, it's not as hard, it's not as traumatic if they allow another person to be the reason why things are not happening versus them being the reason why it's not happening. It's like, how many times, for example, are you going to go into church or synagogue or mosque or wherever you go to be told the same thing over and over for 30, 40, 50, 60 years? How long? It took me, I'm going to tell you this, because I started, that was my foundation, I'll be honest with you, at least my foundation within my unconsciousness, because I wasn't aware that it was anything that I should be dealing with. But as a youngster, you don't have no control over your mind. Your parents are, your grandparents and those around you within your village who don't know as much as well are being controlled to tell you what to think and how to think. And I learned at a very early age, I can't remember, I would say within 9, 10, 11, around that age, I don't want to go to church. It's not for me. It wasn't for me. At a young age, I was already rebellious, saying, I'm not going. I don't want to go. Although I was forced to go. But when I come back to the whole point of going, I realized it wasn't for me. And I know we mentioned that even those who feel like it's for them, they want to be told because they don't have it within themselves to lead themselves or to wake up to be that leader for themselves. They got to have follow other people. That's fine. If you feel that's your place, that's fine. But don't convince me or try to convince me that I need to be in that place because I don't see myself. And I didn't see myself in that for since I was like 8, 9, 10, 11. I was already conscious of that. And I'm sure I probably would have been even more conscious had my parents not been brainwashed into feeling like they were wrong for not going to church or not doing these things that, you know, they were supposed to do, you know. So
I would say the only thing that I believe that a place of worship is good for is the community.
Yeah.
And that being able to communicate with people that have the same, that they like the same thing that you do. So you have something in common. So there's something for you to talk about. Besides that, it's a fucking cult, man.
Yeah.
Nothing more than a cult. There's no difference between going to church and going to like some fucking whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. Dude, they're all cult-like, man. They have an ideology that they fucking pray to, and you have dude pushing fucking narratives on you. Man, it's a cult. You know what I mean? So, like, do I believe in God? 100%. There's absolutely a higher power up there. I guarantee it. Do I need Preacher Bob to tell me that shit? Fuck no, I don't. And I don't need a bunch of people to, like, you know, pressing shit down my throat, telling me this, that, and the other thing. It's like, no, I don't need all this shit. Like, I know that there's a God. I trust that he'll take care of everything that's going down, and I'm good. I don't need the rest of it. So,
I hear you, man. And what I want to say, too, was because this thing can get deep, and I know religion in general can stretch things and it can hopefully open people's eyes who are not looking at it from this perspective and only want to look at it from one perspective, which is fine. That's what you want to look at it through, one perspective, that's fine. But I always wondered when I was younger, if we are going to follow a religion or any religion, who determines what the masculinity of the deity is? You know what I'm saying? Who's to say this God, right, or this being is a male, or is this a female, or is both? Or who says that? Who determines that? And that's where things can get confused and it can get a little convoluted, because now we are putting a masculinity on something that probably don't even have one, if you will.
Agreed. That's why I say God or a higher power, because she or shim.
Yeah,
100%. I agree with that. And that's why, you know, in a lot of the literature, man, it'll be like, God is da-da-da, and he said, and I'm like, go fish, dude. Like, you're pissing off a lot of people with that rhetoric, man.
Yeah. So imagine, though, imagine, Drew, if the numbers that you gave earlier, how many people are living in these United States, would just that part of their whole sermon would even question that. Who's to determine? If everyone who's going to all these religious places to worship just determine, okay, who's making up these femininities or these non-femininities? Who are making it up? Why does it have to be a man or a woman? Why it can't be anything?
Because at some point somebody just decided it was a good idea and it's not.
Yeah, Exactly. And that's the point. But that, why can people see that and say, no, it's time for me to question that? I've been going to this church for 30 years, and my preacher has been speaking about God and God being a he. Have I ever thought about them? It could be a she. You know, I'm not thinking that way. I need to start just trying to research something that shows me otherwise, you know, because this can be the only God if there is a God that rules this earth, the universe. And what about other folks who don't have no hands, no feet, no upper body, and no lower body? There are people who exist in the world. You know, and people who have never seen or talked about a God, never, don't know what a God is, who live in the Andaman Islands or lived in, you know, areas of the world that no human being outside of the Western world, any part of the world, has touched. They don't even know this exists. What about them?
Right. They might not know anything that we're talking about. They might just feel an energy, which is what I believe it is. I believe that God is...
Yes, the vibration.
Energy. It's energy. That's it. It's just an energy. Look, we're all energy. That's all we are, man. We are a bunch of atoms and molecules crammed together, and we are a bunch of energy. That's all we are.
That's right. Electric.
That's right.
We're alkaline, and that's why I was talking about your light, because people forget that light. The only way they see light is these fake illusionary light bulbs that shine. They don't realize that light is really within. And that fake light bulb we got out there, and even the sun that we see in the sky, the very sky that we see, that's illusionary. That's not even what really, it came from somewhere before it came, it went out there. It was in us, it's in us before it got out there. So when people look to all these outside external things, they negate or neglect their internal powers. And that's where I feel humanity is going wrong, especially humanity that is focused on religion and the falsehood of what religion stands for. Because let's talk about this. Let's talk about all the wars, all the destructions that's been going on, the chaos, the humiliation of mankind. If all these gods that everyone pray to and worship and care so much about, if their prayers are so powerful and it's supposed to do something, and I'm sure they're all probably praying for something powerful or great to happen, all these different religions, right? And none of this is happening yet. People are still dying. People are still, by the millions, are still being abused and trafficked, and all these terrible things are happening to them. And all these religions have been existing for at least 2,000 years now. And shit has been going wild and crazy for over 2,000 years. So if the religions or these powerful places have not done anything thus far, what makes people think they're going to do it now?
Right. You know, what just dawned on me is, like, I'm almost curious, like, how many people might literally be listening to this right now and are just either super pissed off or are really thinking, like, damn, dude, these guys make some valid fucking points. Like, what the
Hey, I walk up both sides, man. That's what we about. We want you to think. We want you to be critical. So if you're out there and anything come across your mind that is opposite, that we talked about the cognitive dissonance. That's where a lot of people are sleeping. They want to just accept everything that's been told to them for all however many years they've been living and accept it as fact or truth without looking at other sides or looking at into other things or looking into other research that has shown the same patterns for all these years. That
thought process, and different thought process.
Thought process, yeah.
That's it. You know? But, you know, again, people just choose not to use their minds. They'd rather just listen to ears and accept what's told to them. So let's try this as a joke / factoid. Everybody that's listening that happens not to be woke, the government is fucking you, and go about your business and do whatever the fuck you want to do, dude, and let's just make life better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real. Like, continue, you know, continue. And if you have never, ever want to be awakened, keep on sleeping, you know,
keep on sleeping.
And if that's where you want to be and you don't want to wake up, or if you know waking up is going to cause some reaction, waking up is going to cause rightful indignation. Waking up is going to cause responsibility, accountability. And if you're not ready for that, keep on sleeping.
And look, and I'll tell you what, man, a lot of people, and look, we all know this to be true, man, change is scary.
Yes.
It really
is.
Change,
a lot of folks, yes.
You know, change is a very scary thing, man, but
yes.
It doesn't have to be if you don't want it to be.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So, like, look, we've all had to change at some point in our life, man, and it was uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be. It's only as uncomfortable and it's only as scary as you make it, and that's
as
it.
You make it. I was just about to say it.
Right, yeah, and once you learn how to fucking control that,
yeah,
and to make it yours and grab onto it, and, like, then it's not scary anymore, man. You know?
Man.
It is.
That is awesome. That is an awesome segue into us continuing this conversation for another time, because we don't want to give them all of it. Just we want to keep this going. We want to keep the series going. We don't want to give them everything.
We're only just scratching the surface still, man. We can do this in days and days.
Yes.
So, yes, I agree.
Yes, that is a powerful segue, and yeah, that's a powerful segue. So when it comes to, Drew, remind me real quickly again, the last point we were just talking, because my mind just drove off to somewhere, but I wanted to go back what you were just talking about.
We were talking about how change is scary.
Change, that's right, change, there it is. How change is scary. Now, for all my folks out there listening, change is a reality or actuality that comes in every form of life. Like Sam Cooke said, a change gon' come. And there's nothing you and I can do about it. Just like nature, when you look and you see it's springtime. What happens in spring? Everything comes to life, right? And then you go to fall. What happens to fall? Everything falls. You go to winter. What happens to winter? Everything goes back to sleep or death, if you will, or divide, if you will, right? What happens to summer when things are bright and life is just abundance and everything is great, and but that continues. It's just part of life. You're afraid to die? Just know this. Dying is basically just, if you really break it down, just look at the word. I'm into etymology. And if you break the word die, it just means divide, diabolos, just divide two. That's all that is. You will divide. Think about this. You die every night. Let's just be frank. I'm just. You die every night. Every night that you go to sleep, you wake up. That's a new life. When you shut down, when you think, oh, I'm just going to go to sleep, I'm going to go to a dream, that's you are sleeping in one world and wake in another world. And every night as you live in this realm, that is what's happening. Who knows where you're going? You might be going to places that you don't want no one else to know. You might be going to the place you love to go. You might be going to a place that you dreamt of, but you're going there. But do you need this air that we breathe here? Do you need this food that we eat here? Do you need any of these realities that you think is real? Do you need it when you're in that other world? Because you're defined. You're dead, you're gone. But you're alive somewhere else. So keep that in mind. A change will come. But are you ready for that change? And regardless if you're not or if you are, you have to face it. And you have to deal with it, friends. So we are going to continue our conversation on that note. We're not ending. We're not stopping. We're continuing. But I want to tell everyone, thank you so much for listening. And I also want to give my man, great friend, through an opportunity to leave any final comments or remarks to our listeners that are listening. Because I'm sure one of you are catching this and it's sinking in real deep. And you've been thinking like, damn, why have I been doing this for all these years? Don't I want to do something different? Don't I want to change that's going to make my life more prosperous? And it doesn't always have to be financial. You can be rich in many ways. You can be bankrupt in others. So be rich in others in other way outside of money. So Drew, please give the people something they can think about until our next time together.
The coronavirus is a flu, nothing more. Understand that life is once. So people, get woke. Tick tock, tick tock.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up. That's real. That's real. Especially for all my TikTokers out there, go ahead. Tick tock, get woke. And like I always say, know yourself, know your neighbors, and know the truth. Wholeness, balance, and vibrations. This is your host, Tom J. Make sure you subscribe to the Truth Revealed campaign on Apple and Spotify podcasts and other podcasts that are already out there on different platforms. Make sure you check out Truth Revealed campaign, TRC. Until such time, stay positive. Keep balance, check negative, and keep your head on the swivel. Make sure you subscribe and share with your friends and families who actually seeks the truth. Good day, good evening, good night, and I'll see you all very soon. You guys have a wonderful day, wonderful night.